Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. We have opportunities to overcome tests in Emunah many times a day. And for those who are working on Emunah, they find that the regular everyday tests are becoming much easier to deal with. Whether the person misplaced his keys, or he was about to find a parking spot after waiting such a long time, but then someone else got it first, or he had to stand on the bus the whole way home, whereas normally he gets a seat on that bus. In those instances, the person says, Hashem calculated exactly how much Yisurin I needed to experience, and he gave it to me in the kindest way possible. Or if an issue comes up in business and the person loses a sale or a customer, he says, Kapara, or it's Me'et Hashem, it's for the best, and he moves on with his day. He finds that he's having much less stress and anxiety and is feeling happy with his growth in Emunah. But then, there are times when enormous challenges arise. Challenges that seem too great to overcome. And all of a sudden, that same person is asking questions that he never thought he would ask. The pain is so great, and he is no longer able to accept with love. The questions get stronger, the prayers become weaker, and then the person becomes upset that he lost all of his emunah. He thinks, just a few weeks ago, I was preaching emunah to other people, and now I don't even have it myself. The person becomes ashamed of himself, which makes his hardship even worse, even harder to deal with. If such a situation ever arises, the person must know it is very normal to have that type of reaction. Chazal tell us, pain can make a person do a lot of things that he never thought he would do. And for that reason, the Gemara says, En Adam nitpas al sa'aro. Hashem understands the pain that we go through. And Hashem will forgive people for things that they said out of pain. If instead of getting depressed and ashamed, the person would have a yearning to get back his emunah and be able to overcome even this big challenge as he has done in the past with the smaller ones, then the challenge itself will become a catalyst for the great spiritual growth that he is about to attain. This is what will enable him to reach a very high level of emunah. The first step is to say, I'm not a bad person for the thoughts that I had. Hashem wants me to become even closer to him now. I want to have emunah. Hashem, please help me have emunah in you. And then the person should go back and work on emunah like he did before. If he slowly strengthens his emunah and eventually accepts the will of Hashem with love in the challenge he's going through, that will elevate him to the greatest heights. He will then be able to help those other people much more than he did before, because he knows what it feels like not to have emunah, and he knows how to get emunah back. The pasuk says, Sheva yipol sadik vikam. Even great people fall. The difference between a sadik and a rasha is that when the sadik falls, he gets up and becomes stronger than ever from the fall. Everybody could fall. That doesn't define who we are. But the way we build ourselves after the fall makes all the difference. We should never become depressed over a lack of emunah, but rather we should use our feelings to grow and become an even greater ma'amin. Have a great day.